that up? His...
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but he takes a Texan priest, that's all I can tell you.
You call that a sermon?
Mm-hmm. Summit, but he take a text and he preaches a summit. He preaches to the members.
And the choir and the organist provide the...
music.
And if you really like the music, you'd say the music was just...
fine.
Or if it's very, very pretty, you'd say it was...
I don't know.
And say if you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday, you'd say, church will be over.
When we get there.
And the enemy of God is called the...
What is it called?
Well, who's supposed to live down in hell?
The devil.
Is there any other name for the devil?
Satan.
What would you tell children was going to come get them if they didn't behave?
Well, I tell mine I was going to get them and not the devil. Because because the devil, when I didn't want the devil to get them, I'd do the getting.
What do people think they see around the graveyard at night to scare them?
I hear them call haints, but they, you don't have to go to the graveyard to see a haint.
Have you ever seen a haint?
Yeah, I can see them. But, you know, I say you don't go out there to see none, because I ain't never seen none in the grave, in the cemetery.
Have you ever seen one anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you see one?
Out in the country when I stayed out there.
What did it look like?
Well, they can come in any perform, a person, a dog, or just anything.
Were you scared?
Mm-mm. No, I'm scared of them. Sure me. And I really can see them.
How many do you usually see them?
I haven't seen them since I was out in the country.
A house that people are scared to go in, you could say it's...
Haiti.
And you tell someone, you better put a sweater on, it's getting...
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, I'll go with you if you really want me to, but I'd... what, stay here?
I don't know how you would say that.
You say, well, I'll do it if you want me to, but I
don't want to.
I'd what? Not go with you.
I'd rather not.
And if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, when you saw him, you'd say, I'm
glad to see you.
And say in the fall sometimes when you go outside, it's not really cold, but you need a sweater or something. It feels good out there. You say that it's...
pleasant.
Do you ever say it's chilly or airish?
Yeah, yeah, people use that.
Use what?
Chilly, what I say is cool.
And someone had about 500 acres of land and say he had a... of what, of land?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever say a right smart?
Mm-hmm.
How would you say that?
He had a big farm. He has a big farm. 500 acres. That's no right smart. That's a big farm.
How much would a right smart be?
Mm-hmm. You said 500 acres. Well, that's a big farm.
Okay. And someone intensely disliked to go somewhere. You say he... what, hated that place, he
didn't want to go.
And you say it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was
cool.
It was more than that, it was
cold.
And someone, say if you'd done something kind of stupid and you were disgusted with yourself, what might you say? What exclamation?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever say shucks or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
What would you say if someone told you something that surprised you?
Nothing. Well, listen at them.
Do you ever say land sakes or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
And if someone says something that you sort of resented, you might say,